Hello there, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, that's what we like to say, 10 plus years going strong because of the Take Two family. Well, we always ask these really thought-provoking questions to get our Take Two family to come together and to share their experience of things, their understanding, their wisdom, so we can all learn and grow together, hopefully get a little bit closer to God by the end of this brief hour we get to spend with one another 5 days a week. We love that. So I'm going to ask the question, and I want you to take just about a minute to think about it. Then I need you to weigh in on this and really share. I don't want you to out anybody, not even out yourself. If you want to give us your confirmation name or your middle name or a name that you always just used to like when you were a kid, that's fine. But we do need your experience of this because I think it can all help us grow spiritually. Okay, so here's the question. Do you feel appreciated? Do you feel appreciated at work? Do you feel appreciated at home? Do you feel appreciated by your family? Do you feel appreciated by your friends, your parish community? Do you feel appreciated? That is the question today. Now, you don't have to be Catholic to weigh in. If you're listening right now, we consider you part of the Take Two family. So we're a live call-in show. We're asking you to please start dialing now. Answer the question and maybe share a little background of why you feel a certain way. Maybe you do feel very loved and valued and appreciated. And maybe you're just feeling like, wow, I just feel like a doormat. Everybody's just using me or all my creative ideas are being stolen by other people and they're laying claim to it. And I don't know what to do about that. I just feel like I'm being neglected or rejected or not even acknowledged. Is that you? If that's you, then share with us. Let's talk about it because you'll see how conquering this. And what I mean by that is learning to go bigger than what's happening in the present moment when it comes to the outcomes of things. Learning to have a broader view of things and looking up more than looking down into this world, you will see how it can advance you spiritually. Okay, so the question is, do you feel appreciated? Please start calling in now. Vanessa is waiting to answer your call. She's all set to go with her headset on. So please start dialing 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And everyone on the social media chats, please start commenting in there and dropping them in the chats. And Rich will pick those up and get them right over to me. And Rich is doing a great job there. So answer the question there. Do you feel appreciated at home, at work, in your neighborhood, with your family, with your friends? It's very important that we answer this question, and we do it in an honest, very authentic way because we can learn a lot about ourselves and about those we interact with. So if you would just stay with us the entire hour, I think you'll get something out of this. It's a topic that we have tackled before, and every time we do, we have so much feedback that comes in and a ton of emails and comments saying thank you for addressing this. It really helped me. And that's what Take Two is all about. If we can advance a little bit closer to God each time we use this precious hour together, then it was all worth it. And if we can help one soul by something we share today, then it was all worth it. Okay, so please, if you feel prompted by the Spirit, I'm asking you to lean into the Holy Spirit and call in. We're very friendly. Vanessa is wonderful to talk to, and she'll chat with you for a few minutes. You'll get to listen live. She'll put you on hold, and you listen live, and then you'll slip right into the discussion. Michael McCall is our wonderful producer. He's at the controls, and hopefully you can hear me in a crystal clear manner, so that's wonderful. I would wave to you, to everyone on the socials, but I'm still under the weather a little bit. So thank you for the prayers. They're saying that just one more day and I'll be back up and running. So that's That's great because I'm next week I'm heading to Plano, Texas for the 25th anniversary for Guadalupe Radio Network. And so I definitely want to be there in person. And so I'm trying to get well very quickly. And with the prayers, I know it can be done. So thank you so much. And that's an exciting event coming up. You know, when our affiliates are going so strong for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years, it is so important we get behind our local listening area and really do what we can by giving of our time, our talent, and our treasure, because it's all for God's people. And every time the radio somebody trips onto the radio station, we hear it all the time. They feel like God is speaking right to them. It's God is speaking right to their heart, right to their soul. And so we know that God is using the radio airwaves to reach each and every one of his people. And that's a beautiful thing. I loved how Father Thomas Loya of Light of the East says, God is sanctifying the airwaves. I love that. God is sanctifying the airwaves. So let's take this seriously and use this time and answer the question, do you feel appreciated? I'll answer as soon as I come back from the break. I will be honest and I will answer if I feel appreciated at home or at work or in ministry. I'll answer it truthfully. You know me, I don't really have a filter, so that's maybe a good thing, hopefully. But I'd like to hear from you. I want to hear your stories. And maybe you didn't feel appreciated, but then you spoke up and you really just shared that it was hurting you. And it wasn't a good thing for you. And things changed. People reacted differently. Has that happened to you? Or maybe you still are not feeling appreciated and you're like, I don't know what to do. I just don't feel good when I go to work and I come home and I don't feel like, you know, anybody even notices I'm there. Well, let's talk about that as well. This could be like a little also free life coaching session. So here is the number 833-288-EWTN. It's 833-288-3986. I'm expecting your call today. I would like full phone lines plus, and let me tell you why, because I'd like to go all around the country, the world, wherever anyone's, you know, listening to us, so we can see what everybody's going through. It's important that we understand that and we kind of, you know, take a pulse. We get an idea of what people are struggling with or how they have grown and learned and improved in situations when they're interacting with people at work or at home. This is an awesome opportunity to come together as the Take Two family. So guys, let's use it wisely and start dialing in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I'll be right back. Phone lines are lighting up. That's the way to do it, the Take Two way. You guys are awesome, but there's room for you if you feel prompted by the Spirit to answer this question. Do you feel appreciated at home, at work, and in ministry, if you're at the parish level, at the diocese level, anything you want to talk about? Do you feel appreciated? Do you come home feeling drained and you're just like, ugh, this is just terrible. Nobody says thank you. Nobody knows I even exist. I'm giving all these great ideas and everybody's stealing my ideas. Does that happen to you? Okay, so I'm going to answer the question because I said I would, but hold on because I want to share with our listeners about Facebook. All your favorite EWTN programs are available right now on demand, day or night, on Facebook. Watch on your computer or the Facebook app. EWTN is everywhere. Okay, we are getting some messages coming in on the social media groups and the chats. Thank you so much for dropping in your comments. I appreciate that. And yes, I want to remind everyone, you can still text us. Texting is a cool feature that we like to use on the shows. And all you have to do is text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your brief question or comment. So you'll answer answer the question, do you feel appreciated? And just know that message and data rates may apply. Okay, we're going to get to the calls and the order that they have come in, which is great. There is still room on this first set of calls to come in on do you feel appreciated? I will answer the question. We are going to get to Mary, who's a first-time caller from Wisconsin, in just a moment. Mary, hang on. I promised I would answer the question. Do I feel appreciated? Well, to be really honest, there are times that I don't feel appreciated, and then there are times that I feel so overly appreciated that it's almost a little bit embarrassing. So it goes both ways with that. And I will share that early on when I started in ministry, and I've said this many times, I've had some of the greatest mentors, the greatest priests that really shaped the ministry work that I have done for, I mean, a long time. I mean, it's been so long, most of my adult life. And one of the priests that I had was so incredible at telling all of us in leadership positions that we need to just do what is right, do what is best for the people of God, and not get attached to the outcome of things. And Little Flower, Saint Therese of Little Flower, that's really her motto. She did not get attached to the outcome of things. It's a hard thing to practice when you're interacting with people and you just feel like, wow, they're just walking over me, or they're just using me. They're never, you know, they're not appreciative of what I'm doing, and I don't feel valued. And it's tough to practice, but when a person puts the focus on not getting attached to the outcome, so put the focus on the people of God and not what it's doing for self and what the what you want the result to be, then you can easily breeze through the interactions and the work that you do or the ministry work that you do without feeling that sense of like you're being beaten up. Okay, so I hope that makes sense. Now, having said that, I will tell you that it is always nice, and it always feels better when somebody does acknowledge that you've done something good, or you've done it well, or you've contributed in some fashion, and says, you know, people will say thank you, or, you know, those courtesies that are really beautiful. So I do feel that we need to practice that, but also as people working in the vineyard, we need to just really do what's right by God and let all the human character flaws and things that people, you know, don't do well, we have to let it go. Otherwise it's gonna really tear us up inside. Okay, I hope I explained that well without, you know, outing any organization or any person that I've worked with. Because honestly, it's been a wonderful ministry experience that I've had, so I can't complain. Okay, but let's hear what Mary has to say. She's going to lead the discussion. First-time caller from Wisconsin on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. And I'm glad you're leading the discussion, because I answered, but I was trying to tiptoe around certain things because I am active in ministry. So I do want to be, you know, courteous of people, because sometimes people just don't know if they're really appreciating others or not. But let's hear what you have to say, Mary.
Thank you. I feel like my daily journey in serving God and my vocation as a wife and a mother is sometimes taken advantage of, especially when I'm trying to heal from past wounds. My family, sadly, my husband and I come from a background of abuse in our childhood. So it seems like when I get healthy, then my husband doesn't know what to do because he's not coming along on the journey. And that's where I don't feel appreciated or even heard. So it's quite the battle, and trying to be strong and, you know, lead for the Lord. And thankfully, my son has recognized and is even going into therapy for the very reason of loving his family so much he and I are both in counseling right now, trying to deal with trauma, mm-hmm. but my husband is not. So I feel very not appreciated with the way sometimes he acts towards me. He takes a lot of stuff, his stuff, and he kind of bundles it up and he, mm-hmm. in a not so nice way, gives it to me, which I bear, you know. It's kind of like being, you know, scourged.
Mm, interesting. So Mary, if you don't mind, let me ask you, and feel free to say, you know, you would not want to answer the question, or you want to pass on it, or you just don't feel it's necessary for us to have some of the details, but is your husband capable of getting professional help?
So he has often started it, but he's never finished it, which I feel like is part of his personality disorder, mm-hmm. with the abuse that he suffered in the past. So, right. you know, it's a really, you know, fine balance and suggesting and continually reminding him that, you know, you want to be the best person for God, for yourself, for your family, but not pushing and nagging someone into doing what you know is right for them.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so
right.
that was an interesting one. He started before, but again, he never continues.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we don't have to know your husband's first name, but I put your husband in the prayer book. We're going to pray that his heart and his mind starts to be opened again to professional help. Because let me share with you why I say that. I've been in life coaching for over 20 years, and you're getting stronger. You're starting to heal and to thrive. It sounds like your son is following in line with you, which is wonderful. And you want to keep up that path. The last thing you want is for you guys to be down the road and really making great strides in that area, and you're doing well, and then to have somebody hold you back, pull you down, or take you down. That's not healthy, and that's not helping anybody. That's bringing everybody down. So if it's okay with you, I hope I have your permission. We're going to pray for your husband that his mind and his heart is opened again to finish therapy or some kind of healing program or process that gets him to be where the best that he can be. Because if he, like you said, if he's the best he can be, then the family you know, does well, it flourishes. So it's not, when you have somebody that's hurt, they tend to hurt others in that they are closest to. So it's really this, it has a ripple effect. It has a domino effect in the sense that it's not healthy for the whole entire family unit. And I know you're saying that you're bearing it, you're taking it. And I love you for that. But I think that if he's capable of going through some kind of program or therapy, he should. It is the right thing to do. What do you think?
Yes, thank you. Yes, please, please. That would be, I'm so grateful that you, and I feel appreciated that you would even put him on your list, because you're exactly right. He needs this, we need this, and mm-hmm. we just want to be the best we can to serve you know, the Lord and be in our vocation. And there's a lot of broken people
mm-hmm. oh, yeah.
in, you know, the hospital of the Lord, you know, going to church or whatever. Yeah. And we're just human, all of us.
Oh, so. Absolutely, Mary. Mary, I came from a family, there was a lot of dysfunction in the sense that, you know, people didn't know how to take out their anger and their hurt feelings and all sorts of things. And so they would bottle it up and then explode. And it was like, oh my goodness. And it was a difficult thing to navigate. Even I remember as a small child. And so it bothers me though, Mary, because when my parents, passed, when my dad died in 2010, my mom in 2021, my mom, she was pretty cool because she reconciled everything. She was really wonderful. My dad, on his pretty much on his deathbed, pretty much apologized for everything. But Mary, quite honestly, it's too late then. Okay, life is yeah. done. It's oh, you know, and yeah, he apologized, and we all accepted it, and we all, you know, forgave him and stuff. But it was over at that point. What are you going to do? Life is, you know, his life was gone. His life was over here. So I always get frustrated when people wait till the very last minute to realize they should have done something with their life to heal.
Yeah, And that's exactly where my husband's at. He has cancer. He's got a whole bunch of other heart issues. Mm-hmm. Like every day he thinks he's dying. So it's like, why are you just not getting right with this?
Exactly. Exactly. And honestly, if I was talking to your husband and we were in coaching, I would say that right to his face. And I've had grown men walk out of sessions saying, I don't have to listen to you. I said, okay, fine. But someday on your deathbed, you're going to feel really bad about it because you affected other people. And the people that you love the most, you affected them for the better or for the worse. And it's not right. And we have to answer for everything. We're never going to get away with anything. So why not take care of it here on this side of the veil? But what I love what you're doing, Mary, is you're taking care of yourself. You're getting stronger. And so is your son. So God bless you for that. Keep going, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep in touch with us. I have a feeling we're going to get a praise report in a couple months. Maybe you'll call back with a praise report with your husband. So let us know. Thanks, Mary. Okay. I want to share this from YouTube. Oscar says this on YouTube. It's cool to feel like people see what you're doing, right? I sometimes wonder if people actually care about what I do. A little thanks can mean a lot. Oscar, I totally agree with you. And one other thing, this is what Oscar said. Showing kindness to others can be a great way to feel valued. Offering a helping hand or a listening ear can make a difference in someone's life. Oh, Oscar, I totally agree with you. That was excellent. And Oscar put that on the YouTube chat, so you can do the same. And Rich will pick it up, and he'll put it on the show document so we can read it on air. Mary, if you're still listening in Wisconsin, you already got a couple prayers going up from the Take Two family. Boy, they are fast. The Take Two family is so fast. They have their rosaries in hand when they listen to the show, so they're ready to go. We do have an open phone line. The question is, do you feel appreciated? That's the question. And let's hear what Joel has to say in Ontario, Canada, on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Joel. Welcome.
Hello, this is Joel. I listen to the Station of the Cross, 101.7. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I don't feel appreciated, about past work. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, short stories I gave people, like, face-to-face or by phone or by letter, okay? And, I've helped with about 19 products in total, okay? And, anyway, so, sometimes, like, thinking back to it, okay, I realize that sometimes, thinking about short stories, like, for science fiction, mm-hmm. A lot of it was about, was given out of fear, okay, but also, mm-hmm. Excitement, okay, about, sharing, making a product, you know, mm-hmm. But anyway, my point is that, some of the products and discussions that I had, okay, with, people, okay, some of the products became scandalous, okay, which is, causes sin, you know, mm-hmm. And, I'm kind of worried about the souls of the people that are involved in those products.
And you created them, Joel?
No, they made the product, but I shared the short story to them.
Okay.
A short story.
So do you feel So do you feel like you're part of the outcome of this? Is that what you're saying? I'm just curious. And are you Catholic?
Yeah, it's part of the creative process, but they're obviously responsible for what they're doing with the product, obviously. You know?
I got you. I got you. Joel, are you Catholic?
Sometimes I worry about it. Yeah.
Right. Are you Catholic?
Yes.
Okay. So let me give you and stay on the line here. Don't go anywhere. Okay. I know you're calling in from Ontario, Canada, but I just want to make sure that because what you're saying, a lot of people feel bad about. Remember when we... When we use our creative abilities and we impart ideas or we recommend people or we suggest certain paths to take at work or at home, yeah, the outcome, we're responsible sometimes for the outcome of that if it doesn't turn out to be something that's godly or in alignment with God's will. So hold on, Joel. I want to give you a little bit of hope and comfort today, but you hear the music and Michael's right on cue. So we're going to hit that pause button. When we come back, more of your calls on answering the question, do you feel appreciated? Okay, the question today is, do you feel appreciated at work, at home, and in your parish work, in ministry, things you do in your neighborhood? Please answer the question. I mean, just really take a moment and say, do I feel appreciated? If it's yes, call in. We want to know the details around why you feel so appreciated. If you don't feel valued, if you don't feel like people are noticing what you're doing or saying thank you and all those pleasantries that are so wonderful to hear, then call in because your story makes a difference, okay? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Now, Joel from Ontario, Canada, brought up something very interesting, and I think we can relate to this. Joel, I hope I get the story correct. You were saying how, you know, some of the creative ideas that you have used, they have been used by other people, and they've taken it to market, right? And they've produced it, and it may not be a positive thing. That's what I understood, and I think Joel just dropped off, maybe by accident. So Joel, call back. And Joel sometimes feels guilty about that. I will tell you, Joel, and everyone else that's listening, that is a common thing that happens with people that are willing to impart ideas or to organize something or to give advice. It happens all the time. We hear it in life coaching. People will come to us and they will say, you know, I gave this person this idea for their life, and the next thing I know, they were filing for divorce. Or I gave this idea to this person, and the next thing I know, they did something, you know, really sinful against God because they took it to the extreme. We hear that all the time in coaching. And here's what I would suggest. And if there's any priests, any clergy listening, please weigh in on this. If this is not good advice, but I think it's pretty decent and solid advice. Okay. If you feel guilty about something you did, correct it. If you can, correct it. You can go back to those same people if you're still in a relationship with them and say, you know, the idea that I gave you or the suggestion that I imparted, I never thought in my wildest dreams it would turn out the way it did. And I really feel bad about it because I don't think that's of God. You can try to correct it. Now, if you can't correct it, if those people are out of your life, then if you're Catholic, go to confession and share in the sacrament of reconciliation that you feel bad about some of the things that you suggested. You didn't know it was going to have an outcome like that, and you want to confess it and get it off of you, meaning if there's any type of sin attached to it. And Joel has called back from Ontario, so if we can bring him back on air, I don't know if he heard anything I said because he was calling back. But Joel, basically I said, if you can correct it, go back to the people and tell them that you didn't want that negative outcome or you didn't want that sinful outcome. Or if you can't correct it, and if you're Catholic, go to confession and get that possible sin off of you, and just and share in the confessional that you didn't want that outcome to happen. It did, but you don't want to be linked to that sin in any way. What do you say, Joel?
I already confessed it.
There you go.
I went to confessional, right?
There you go.
I worry about the people that are like the customers of those products.
Okay, I understand that. But Joel, that shows that you have a conscience, that shows that you care, that shows that you don't want to offend God, you don't want to hurt God's people. So what I would suggest to do then is maybe, and don't get scrupulous about it, but maybe say, dedicate a decade of the rosary to those people who may need to come back to a better place because they followed whatever that product was or whatever, you know, whatever the outcome was that maybe is going to lead them into sin. Say a prayer for them, because remember, prayers, they're effective. They heal, they repair, they bring glory to God. And we're not going to see the result of that until we end up, you know, in eternity. But I can assure you of something. No prayer goes it's never wasted. Okay. People think all the time, well, where's my prayer going? It's just floating up into the sky. I don't know where it's going. It's never wasted. So Joel, make it productive. And I can tell you, Joel, I want to tell you a real quick story. Many years ago, I gave advice one time when I was in ministry, and I didn't mean to do this. I gave advice at the time because of the situation that everybody was in. And even the priest agreed with me, my pastor, the priest. But it turns out years later, I don't think it was good advice. And we decided to pray for this particular couple for years. And I can tell you, Joel, that just this year, that couple came around and they are now fully in the church. So prayers work. They're never wasted. And I just want to encourage you, Joel, just make it something of a ministry effort to help all those souls that may have been impacted by something down the road that you were attached to, and then be at peace, because at least you're trying to remedy it. You're trying to fix it and heal it. But I wouldn't get scrupulous over it, because that can weigh you down too. And then you're not living life to the fullest. What do you say?
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I would like to pray in that case for everyone that works for or with the company that makes Steam Valve software.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We will pray. We'll put it in the prayer book. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
okay. All right. But as long as you're at peace, did you feel better about calling? I want you to, because you need to be confident. Good. Good. Yeah. You want to have confidence in your spiritual life, because that's how you can keep advancing and keep moving. Thank you, Joel, for trusting us with the story, and call us anytime. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Sister Cheryl is up next from Phoenix, Arizona on YouTube. I'd wave to you, sister, but I'm not feeling good, so I'm not on video. Hello, sister. Welcome.
Hello, Debbie. I have somewhat of a sad story about appreciation. My youngest nephew, George Michael Reardon, who has tried for years to help out with the church in his neighborhood, and everybody just ignored him, just shut him aside as if he was a ghost. He felt so unappreciated that at 17 years old, 3 weeks ago, he broke into his father's gun cabinet and committed suicide.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, and this is your nephew, sister?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my heart just breaks. Okay. And how is the family coping with this?
They're very hurt. My sister, Linda, she's very hurt and upset about this. It happened 3 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
And so, people just shove people aside as if they're ghosts, and no matter what they try to do or try to be able to help out with the neighborhood or with the church or anything else, they just shove them aside and ignore them. And that hurts them mentally and every single way that you could possibly think of. And that was the result of it, that he ends up committing suicide, shot himself.
I'm so sorry. I am so, so sorry. Sister, we put him in the prayer book. Please know that the Take Two family appreciates you and appreciates your family. And our hearts are breaking, because death by suicide is so painful, because there's so many unanswered questions and so many things that people start blaming each other and saying, why did this happen? But one thing I want to zero in on, and what you shared about his story, your nephew's story, and I believe you said his name is George. His story is interesting, because I have recently read a lot of testimonies of young people who are feeling like they're invisible. And it has a lot to do with social media, because everything is behind these fake virtual, realities. And there's a lot of that happening, with a low-grade depression and people feeling really sad and alone and alienated and estranged and all sorts of things. And I sister, I have to tell you, even when you were just sharing your story about your nephew, it just reminds all of us, and maybe that's the purpose of this show today, just to pick up the phone and do the old-fashioned thing and call people, drop them a card, do something to let them know that they matter, that you care, and that you're thinking of them. What do you say, sister?
Or at least be able to pick up the phone and even tell them thank you.
Yes.
Just those two simple words could have saved his life.
Yes,
I agree. That's all it would take. It's just two simple words. Thank you very, very much for everything that you are doing. Instead of shoving people aside like as if they're ghosts. That is so very, very wrong. You can't be doing that to people. You do that to people, and that's the harm that it could cause them.
Right. Right. Oh, I so agree with you, sister. More than you know, I work with people all day long that they come to us absolutely in tears, feeling like they're invisible. And it's a terrible way to go through life because you're trying your hardest to be the best. And you're, like you said, Sister Cheryl, all you want to do is be acknowledged. Just acknowledge that I'm a human being. Acknowledge that I have feelings. Acknowledge that I matter. Absolutely. Sister, our hearts are breaking, so there's not much more we can say, but we have prayers. And so we're praying for your family and your nephew. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sister. We love you. Thank you. See, these are heartbreaking stories about not feeling appreciated, guys. This is why we do shows like this. 833-288-EWTN. Please call in. Do you feel appreciated? 833-288-3986. And we're going to get to Mary in Minnesota next on Real Presence Radio. Mary, thanks so much for joining us and welcome.
Hey. Where do I start? Okay, I don't want to sound terrible. I don't want to bash my husband, but I was just praying about this and crying about it this morning, and then what do you know? This was the topic for the show today, and I prayed about it, and I really felt the Lord prompting me to call in. So I'm really scared to share this, but here it goes. I am a stay-at-home mom to a 3-year-old boy, a 2-year-old boy, a 1-year-old girl, and a newborn. My 2 toddler boys are crazy, and my babies are both still nursing and need a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm running myself ragged. We don't live close to help or family, and everything's always, like, I feel like every day I try my best to do everything. Things always falling apart. And my husband, I feel like, doesn't see it or appreciate it at all.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he wants to live like we still don't have kids. Mm-hmm. And when he's not working, he's just like sleeping in bed and watching TV and eating in the bedroom and making like the bed's all full of crumbs and just being gross, honestly, and like living like he's still an unmarried, childless man. And it's, he just lounges around. He yells at the kids when they, like, make noise. I feel like I have to keep them away from him. And mm-hmm. I feel like he doesn't see anything I do. Like, I go grocery shopping, and he's upset that I didn't buy the right snacks. Or
sure.
It's like, how can I read his mind and know what he wants? Or he's, like, you know, I feel like I spend all day cleaning one area of the house that the little boy's destroyed. And he's mad that the laundry, he has no clean boxers, as if he's not a grown man who can do his own laundry or, like, get his own boxers. Or, like, he's just upset when, like, it's always my fault. I feel like everything's my fault with him, and he doesn't see anything that I do. But, like, some days I don't even, like, have time to eat. Or, like, I feel like the only time I sat was when I was nursing a baby, and half the time I was doing that, walking around with another toddler on my hip. And,
okay.
I know, like, I'm not doing this for him. I'm doing it, well, I mean, I am. I'm his wife, and I love him, and that's why I do it, and I do it for my children. But I know, like, I shouldn't want his appreciation. Like, I should be doing it for God, not for, like, the praise of the world. But it is just, like, hurtful and frustrating sometimes, because I need help, and he doesn't see that. And when I try to tell him that, he just gets mad and says he has so much on his plate.
I get it. Right. Mary, may I ask how old you are? Give me an age range.
I'm 24. My husband is 37.
Okay. So he's 37. So he's much older than you. So and you're 24 and you have 4 children.
Yes.
Okay. And you're Catholic?
Yep.
Okay. So first of all, Mary, let me share something with you. You're not complaining. I think you're beautiful. And I think you have an openness to life, and that is wonderful. And that's what God would want for us. And that's a wonderful thing. And you're honoring your vocation to your marriage. That is wonderful. But Mary, let me tell you this, because I can tell you right now that there's probably thousands of Take Two family members right now saying, Debbie, your blood pressure is probably sky high. And it is. Because if I was talking to your husband, he probably wouldn't like me after 10 minutes. Okay? You have 4 children. They are young. They require a lot. But guess what they do require? They require a mom that feels loved, appreciated, cared for, you know, every which way supported. Because taking care of 4 kids under the age of 4 is probably one of the hardest things a person can do. And let me tell you, there have been many of talk shows like Dr. Phil and Oprah Winfrey and all these talk shows that said that your job that you're doing on a regular basis equals about 4 jobs put into one. So you're doing a lot. And I understand he's got a lot on his plate. And I understand he's probably working really hard to provide for his big family. I get it. And I appreciate him too. But Mary, you have to feel valued and loved and appreciated and cared for. Otherwise, Mary, what happens is women will tend to burn out. They'll burn out. They'll get tired, exhausted. They'll just start really getting ill. And Mary, your kids don't want that. And they would never want that for their mom. They want you to be healthy and happy and holy. They want you to be all of that. So Mary, here's what I would suggest. Figure out a way, you know your husband best, but figure out a way to get either professional help for you and your husband to work on this, or if he's unwilling to get therapy or coaching or counseling, then please go to somebody that can get to your husband and make him understand, or you can write a letter, you can do whatever you need to do to make sure he very strongly understands that this can't continue, because it'll just burn you out. It's not going to help him either, because if you're not happy and whole, it's not going to help your marriage either. So it's going to affect him any which way. It's better for him to understand how to enter into this family, because you're not just husband and wife. Now you're husband and wife with kids. Right? So it's better for him if he understands his role and the long-term effects of it than if he's doing this, let's just still play like we're single, or we're just a newlywed couple with no kids. That's not going to benefit him long-term. So Mary, I put you in the book. What you just shared, you are helping tons of people. I can tell you that, because part of the ministry work we do is we work with a lot of families that are stay-at-home moms and homeschooling families. And a lot of people feel that way, because just because someone is at home, they think that, well, they're home, they don't have to go to work, so I can pretty much treat them any which way, because they get to stay at home. It's still work. It's still hard to do. And you have to be the best you can be when you are raising a family. And Mary, that's what we want for you. So I can tell you right now, the Take Two family is praying that the good Lord opens up your husband's heart to this, and he's receptive, and either he gets help or he starts to make the necessary changes so that you, Mary, can be at peace and feel that joy each day you wake up and take care of this big family. What do you say?
Well, I guess thank you so much, Take Two Family, for all the prayers, because I feel like that's all I can do. I have tried to talk to him before, and he'll acknowledge, like he'll say things like, when the watchmen on ships will work 4-hour shifts, and then they'll sleep for 8 hours because you can only be vigilant for so long before you just shut down. And like, he knows, like he'll acknowledge it. And he's like, what you're doing is unsustainable. But then when I try to ask for help, like, he just won't. Or, like, him yelling at the kids. Or I want him to understand his, like, important role as a father. And he loves to read. He'll sit and read in bed and ignore the family all day. So I try, throw some parenting books at him or something that, like, you know, help me, and I think would help him. And, like, he just won't touch him. And he won't, like, he'll acknowledge what I'm going through, but he won't do anything about it.
Sure. So, but that's actually good that he will acknowledge it. I will tell you, there's a lot of men that don't even acknowledge it. Okay, and that's unfortunate. So at least he acknowledges it. Now we need to get him to the next step. Have him listen to this, maybe this episode, if you feel comfortable. If not, I don't want you to get into any type of marital, problems or anything. But better yet, how about this, Mary? Just go ahead and if he feels open to it, email me, Mary, you or him. I'll happily talk to him. I have no problem because you got four little kids that need to be taken care of by a mom who feels valued. And I feel very passionate about it. I have no problem talking to your husband if he's willing to talk to me. If not, that's okay. But you can always email me take2@EWTN.com and I'll get back with you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie.
Absolutely, Mary. I'm there for you. I was a stay-at-home mom too. I totally get it. Believe me. And I understand that it's our vocation as with our marriage and family, but we need to also value a person's dignity, and we need to acknowledge it, and we need to understand everybody's walk in life. And that's important. So it's not about one person sacrificing everything and the other person gets away with it. People need to understand. And if you have, a bit of a brain in a person's head, you should be able to understand it. So that's why I don't have a lot of patience for people who can't see when their family member is hurting or their spouse is hurting or their kids are hurting or it's not working well. I don't have a lot of patience for that, because if you have the ability to absorb something or learn something or work at a job, you have the ability to make the changes to make your relationships better. But Mary, prayers are already going up to heaven for you, so this is exciting. Keep us posted, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you. Karen, first-time caller, San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. I wanted to squeeze you in, Karen. Take it away.
The reason I'm calling is because I wanted to talk about my family that doesn't appreciate me. I have a son who does appreciate me, so... I have that in my life, but like I have, you know, well, we had seven kids. My dad recently died, and like my family, they don't appreciate who I am. They, for some reason, well, I know the reason. The reason is because I was sick a few years ago, and mm-hmm. I was kind of out of my mind, you know, doing mm-hmm. things that was weird for me, but, like recently when my dad died, this is the most recent thing, but he, you know, left behind there were six of us because one of my brothers just died. And the one that was appointed executor thought that he was in charge of everything. And I kept thinking, no, there's six of us. We should all be making the decisions. And I really wanted to buy my dad's house where it was, because I could have built a house mm-hmm. out of his shop, and it would have saved me money. But anyway, they don't appreciate who I am and what I can do. And Dad was the only one who did. And of course, mm-hmm. now I've lost that. But what I wanted to say was, one of the ways I've been able to cope with it is our priest told us a sermon one Sunday, and my son happened to be sitting there, but he was talking about a monk that had taken a bath or whatever in a stream, and when he got done, he noticed that there was a scorpion in the water, and so he went to save the scorpion. So he would fill his hands up with water. Of course, the water would run out, and the scorpion would sting him, mm-hmm. and then so he did it like two or three times. He'd fill his hands up, the water would fall out, and the scorpion would sting him. And there was a boy in the field that came and asked him, why do you keep helping that scorpion out when all he does is sting you? And he said, because the nature of the scorpion is to sting. My nature is to love. So I'm not going to let his nature change my nature. And so I started, you know, trying to put it into perspective in that way, and that mm-hmm. really helped me.
Yeah.
Because maybe it'll help somebody else.
Definitely, Karen. Definitely. That was amazing. We're going to have to take some time and go back and listen to this broadcast again and really absorb that, because that was huge. And I'm glad I got to squeeze you in. And Karen, stay strong. You're a beautiful soul. We can hear it in your voice. And Ready the Take Two family is saying, Karen, you're awesome. So this is the beauty of the Take Two family. I'm sorry I couldn't get to Mary from New York and Gloria from Los Angeles and the others. Maybe on Unscripted, you can call back. Don't forget to check out the Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow morning at 6 Eastern Time on EWTN Radio. Thank you to the affiliates. Thank you to the show team. You did a great job. And tomorrow we'll be with you again. Jerry will be back with us. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.